to get less as long as he will not have to be busy, as he'll be idle. So we take off. How much would a person deduct from his salary for the work if he would be able to get a smaller salary and remain idle? So that's the halacha Yisro B'Melachtei. So if, let's say, so the Beis Yosef mentions that Simin Shimon Talit, if, let's say, a private person hired this Melamed, so and the Melamed started to teach, so then he cannot be Chazir. If he was hired for a year and the Melamed started to teach, just 1 minute, so then he has to, then the license Chazir, he has to pay him the salary for the whole year.
As I said one time,
but if he didn't start to teach yet,
reconcile.
He didn't start to teach. He has to start teaching in September, and he didn't start teaching yet. So then, the Balabais has the legal right to pay, and he doesn't. And if it's Chesed, he doesn't have to pay him a
pen.
So, the Chumash Rosh says, and it's applied in the coming year.
So it could be.
So suppose the Bnei Yehiyah,
even the Mandom,
hired the Melamed for the Tzadikis Yehiyah.
But
when the Bnei Yehiyah pays,
now,
so then, even though he didn't, it wasn't his Chumim Lachte, so he cannot be Chazir, and if the Bnei Yehiyah are Chazir, they have to pay the Melamed for the whole year. Because the Bnei Yehiyah, by a rabbi, or the representatives of the rabbi, is considered as if they had been Kabbalistic.
Originally, in Bais Rishon,
Kabbalistic. So, Mele, if I try to be Chazir, I'm Yochit, but as far as the Yeshiva is concerned, so the Yeshiva is a rabbi, it's a medrash, it's a rabbi, and the board directors are the representatives of the rabbi, and anyone chosen, even their beirer, Rabbi Goldman, he's the beirer of the Yeshiva, so he's the representative of the rabbi. So whatever he says, Bidibo Balme, he couldn't be Chazir. He's buying the Pandi Yeshiva. So we don't even have to discuss all these, the Rambam and the Rabbi Gershom and the Ozawa. It's not relevant. It would be relevant if I tried to be Chazir, but I am not trying to be Chazir. I'll never try to be Chazir. See, even if Al Pidin won had a right to be Chazir, it still would be Mara to be Chazir. Because Sheir is Yisroel Yaza Abu Dhabi Chosov. But I'm not discussing Mara with the Yisroel Yaza. But you see, the Al Pidin cannot be Chazir. Because insofar as the Rabbi is concerned, or the Tuvi or Rabbi are concerned, so Dibu has the same effect. Like
there was one Maseira and the Ksav Ashurim. The Machlekes is which Ksav had to be used in the Bais Rishon. So according to Rabbi Yisi, Ksav Levnoye had to be used, and the Ksav, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Doye, Ksav Ashurim had to be used. But Rabbi Elazar ben Doye will be made that in Divrei Hedye, Divrei Chayil, I really didn't mean it. I won't get told. Even the Rosh agrees that the Shtar is not like him at all. It's not a Shtar Kinyan. It's only as a Mivar.
But could be if the Stalin keeps the wars, it's called Stalin. So the name indicates that it's only Stalin. It's not the Cuban. But if it wasn't reduced to money, so that I can say, too, I told my other Bobo that I chose this person as my dying, so I only told him the truth about how if it was written to my thing, so he cannot tell the truth. So I said that the Ramat, in explaining Shittes Rach, so he also agrees with Shittes Rosh. Now, it's going to get a different pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah says, he mentions the Gerses, he says, once he was Mikabe, Bifnei Bezni, certain Dayan, Bifnei Bezni, certain Dayan, Bifnei Gimel, so then he cannot be Chayzeh.
I don't know how the Rambam.
So what does it mean he cannot be Chayzeh? So it doesn't mean he doesn't talk about the same Baldin. He means the other Baldin, the Baldin Kineget. And this is what the Ramah means.
The Ramah also says, in other words, if let's say
the Tevayah chose a certain person as he's dying,
when the Rambam says,
as he's dying, so the other Baldin, if he chose him, even Rameah, who says that the other Baldin can reject the dying chosen by the Baldin Chicken Egg Day, but if, let's say, the Tevayah chose a certain person as the dying, and Mumche, is the dying, so even Rameah will be made that the other Baldin cannot reject him, cannot disqualify him. Oh, so then the question is, why Dafke Bifnoshe, even if not Bifnei Bezni? So the Ramah says at the end, in Achaname, even if it's not Kinehos, but if it was chosen Bifnei Bezni, then the Bezni can be claiming to be Nid. If it's not Bifnei Bezni, so the Bezni doesn't know, so we'll not be in a position to be Nid. But the Ramah doesn't explain the Shittes Rach. He doesn't discuss the question is whether the same Baldin can be retracted or not. That he doesn't discuss. So in other words, on the contrary, so the Rach could even agree with the Shite of the Zohar, the Shite of Rabbi Gershon, the Shite of the Rambam, that once it is proven that a certain Baldin chose someone as a dying, so he cannot be chazen, even though it wasn't put into writing, and he cannot say Litroya Baldin. So in other words, so for the Etzim Shaila, there's nothing, it has no bearing on the Etzim question. But and what I said last time, the Ramah's explanation of the Rach is the cause of the Rosh. So it's not a different pshat in the Ramah. In the Ramah.
So what is the name of Yakin Alvi? According to Maseir of Bez Nagodu. The Bez Nagodu, they were the bearers of the Teo Shebal Peh. So they were the Amudi Teo Shebal Peh. So in other words, the Zivator shall have had to be written according to the Masere of Shalav Yichov Yagin.
Ragoiz, Achi Kalo, Vizom Vez Mumchel Rabi. Ul Haigil Sehochem Perushe, Achi Kalo of Mumchel Rabi Pnei Vez. Vizit Eime, Ime Eder Meir Bimumche, Lom Le Achi Kalo of, Valkoche Namo Vimotze Pozole,
of the Masere,
Mi Sabres, Hai Achi Kalo, Hai Dibosh Vizit Gamre, Lo Achi Kalo of Valdini Mumchel Rabi Pnei Vez. So at that time I thought, morning over the Ramah, I thought that the Pshat and the Ramah is
now,
that if, let's say, a certain
in
Baldin
respect
chooses someone as a dying, so the same Baldin cannot retract.
So
no, the Ramah doesn't discuss that.
To the arm
as far as that question is concerned, like so the Ramah can agree with the Shidur Zohar. That how even if it's not Bifnei Gimel, so he cannot retract. But so the Ramah means something else. If the Tevayah chose someone as a dying, so the a Mumche as a dying, if the Tevayah chose a Mumche as a dying, not get a reboko or abo vichor, but if he chose a mumche as a dayan, someone that is gomer as a dayan, so then the other one, the nitva, cannot disqualify. Oh, so then the question is, so why daf ke b'chitei b'fni bezen? Only it's the mission to be. Dine kaivel ha'ile mitzvah ha'idayin. Eilach nami. If the tevea would choose a mumche, as he's dying, so the nitvak, so the mayor will be made, the nitvak cannot disqualify. But why, even if he was chosen, not with the gimel. But why did he say with the bezen? In other words, if it's with the bezen, then this bezen knows that the tevea chose, let's say, a certain person as a dayan, a mumche, as a dayan. So then the same bezen, in whose presence? Someone was chosen as a bezin, so the same bezin can be kefe, the nitva, to be needed before. But in Achaname, he cannot disqualify him even if it wasn't chosen with the bezin.
So that was not only.
So what was the Gemara here now?
That was incumbent upon the day.
The Gemara has the kashe, that's called Gimel Amud Aleph. So the fourth line from the bottom, from the end of the omelet. The oh boy, dim kimumchim domer vomer at meyer ze peis leidem shozev ze peis leidem shozev. So how can you say that Rav Meir only says that the Adabal Din can disqualify and reject those produced, the Dayan produced by the Baldin Shikinegde, if the one that is suggested by the Baldin Shikinegde is not kosher, but if one is kosher, so then he cannot, Rav Meir is made that the Adabal Din cannot disqualify him, cannot reject him. But Rav Meir says that basically the shalze, that basically the shalze, and the kosher leides. We allah it malah. Amar shlokish pekodeshim adam ze ton leide. In other words, when can one body reject the eid of the other body when only the leidechod is produced? So he's possible. But then he's possible. So why does it have to be mentioned twice? Diton Abel Avicho, Bohokom Rabbonu L'motzor Rabbein. Mishim Dabar Avicho Chozal Aum, Abel Chad Kibitrei, Dil Aum L'chozal Midl Rameya, V'yashmin Bohokom Rameya, Avim Rabbonu Tzrich. Now, so then Gemara has the kashi. Omiton Reishe Dayone, Misei Peido, Al Medavke Koto. So we see that he doesn't have reference to a case where one eid was produced, but where two eidim were produced. So, and still the mayor says, Ze Peis Leid of Shel Ze, Ze Peis Leid of Shel Ze. How can a Baldi reject two eidim? How can he reject two eidim? Omar Abeleze, Abi Bohu, Beachali Peislam. So when Rav Meir says that if the Tevea produced Eidim, so then the Nitva can disqualify him. So it is reference to the case where the Nitva together with another person,
the Haloche,
or Kosher Eid, they both disqualify the Eidim produced by the Tevea. So Rav Meir says that he can disqualify the Eidim, then the Nitva. If the Tevea produces two Eidim, so then, see the Tevea presents a certain claim against the Nitva, that the Nitva owes him $1,000. So, and he produces Eidim. So the Nitva can disqualify, together with another person, can disqualify the Eidim produced by the Tevea. So the Nitva together with another person, they are two Eidim, so that's why they can disqualify the Eidim produced by the Tevea according to Rav Meir. And the Rabbonim say no. the mitzvah together with another person cannot disqualify the eidim produced by the rabbi. How can the mayor say that the mitzvah together with another person so can disqualify, can pass the eidim, can disqualify the eidim produced by the rabbi, but he is a negeya? In other words, what is the purpose? What's the effect so of his testimony, but together with the testimony of the other, to puzzle the Eidim produced by the Tevea, so the Tevea will not be able to recover, because the Eidim will be Nifsal, so he's a Negeya. So this is necessary in order to ward off the clay of the Tevea. So he's in the Gea, he's postulated. How can the Tevea say that he can be Mitzure with another person to parcel the aid and produce by the Tevea? In other words, if he together with another person testified that the aid produced by the Tevea
is only of parchment, so that it
could be in the Gea Beresu.
Incorporate
the whole Torah. So in other words, that is an evidence. That is in Mishpachasen. So in other words, so he, the Tevea, produced to aid, and the two aid testify, let's say, that the need owes the $1,000 to Tevea. So then the need together with another person testify that they are of a Mishpachas Avodi. So they don't testify just against
him all the time, as if
the Eidim are Mishpachas Avodi. So they don't testify just against the Eidim themselves. If the testimony consists in the fact that the two Eidim produced by the Tevea Agas Lonim, so the testimony relates just to them.
If we'll say that the Rambam
just to them, some melee is in the game. Like, but if the testimony like, is that the Amishpach has it's not just, it relates just to them, it relates to the whole Mishpach. So melee is not possible. So now we have to understand the Rabbonon is slumless. I mean, the Meir slumless.
But it's not much.
The Meir Rabbonon, you understand very well. Save Negea, be they say. So he is in Negea. He is in Negea. So we understand it very well. Because, two, they don't testify just against the Eidim themselves. They testify against the whole Mishpoche. In other words, his Mishpachas Avodi. The Eidim, Mishpachas Avodi. Mishpachas Avodi. So that means that not only he is postulates, and his father is postulates, I mean, and the whole Mishpoche is postulates. So the subject matter of the testimony is not something in respect to which is an again. But the Rabbonim say he's still in the Gea. So it seems, I mean, what the Rabbonim say seems now seems very reasonable. I mean,
it appears difficult because the Rambam.
What does the Gea mean? Like the Gea means so then if, let's say, the parents of the certain person and that he didn't testify something, and the testimony. The one who testifies something, so it is necessary for him to testify in order to protect his interest. So here too, it is necessary for to testify
that.
Why? Because if he wouldn't, so then the Tevea would collect $1,000 from him
in such a way,
on the basis of the testimony of these Eidim, whom he declares as
Avodah.
So he's still in the Gea. So what is the Svore? What is the Svore of
have to do everything that is conducive towards the reverence of the Melech? So Memele,
There is a machlekes in Bombastik. There is a machlekes Teisves and the Rambam.
So somehow,
I mentioned that. I mean, beginning of the Hebrew, I mentioned that machlekes. A very fundamental machlekes.
Yaakov, Omer Rabbi Yechonen. Avishak muteres lishleimei. Vasur la'adinio. Muteres lishleimei. The melech hoyo. Umelech mishtameis. Bishavitei shel melech. Vasur la'adinio. The headed. Avishak Mayit, Dirsi, Vamela Dobi Zokim Bobayon. I want a Vivash, Xivi Vashanario, Xiva Narayo for Anmei, Atila Mela Secheres, as I shall say. Omros, Avishak said to David, Ministre, that David should marry her. Omalo Asirtli, because he already had 18. Oh, Omrele,
Machlekes is in Bombastik, in Gimel, Omedalmano. It's in the Sukhi, I can't go over the whole Sukhi.
So she accused David,
very the company was not Sukhi, but it's in the Sukhi of Leo, because he was too old.
He couldn't marry.
So that's why Valtonde he refused to marry.
So then, there is,
so now,
so how do we know that?
So
because
the Shefri Tema.
Now, from this Gemara, so you have a Mikore in
Israel. So, very important.
Regarding the way Pasheva is to be good,
where the Pasheva is to be written,
is one word or two words?
So, from this Gemara, the Bira Gro,
so everybody explains the cases that
Shibor Alel, Rashi says, Shibor
Alel, the Gemara is, the Kashi,
the Ramah Yisraeli can Rashi, not the Shibor Alel, the
Rashi says, that Neo Yiva Shilvet Yishlatera Shalai, because he was on Sabbath, in other words, if there is a litigation about
that's why she had to make it bigger.
So, not the Dobit
residents, so whatever that city cannot be done.
But why? Because
so, whatever
because we are making,
because you
know that
from
that
the number
is,
of
that is necessary for everybody.
The 13 tables.
So who has to be the Dayonim
now?
Of another city. And they are divorced of an
so how do we have 30?
Why? Because everyone has an interest in the Sevatar.
Shibor
is a Kashi.
Why don't two
Dayonim of that city,
why don't they
give up all their interest?
Now, let's see.
Why don't they waste their interest that they have in the Sevatar?
El, three, belongs to Hamidor.
To all the Jews in the city. But why don't they waste their interest in the Sevatar? So then they will not be naked with them. All right,
nine.
So then the Gemara says, so Tesis says, there is a loche in
the Kashras
Neos. So we count
the Basheva
that he has to be
Trilosi.
We count the Basheva to be Kashras.
So then
so he is like in the time of the Rie.
So that's the Rie is the Basheva.
Oh, he was in Kohen. And then at the time of that,
there's one word, not his two words.
Let's say he was a brother-in-law. At the time of the Rie was a brother-in-law. And then he lost the wife.
So,
he let that his sister update. So then, he still cannot testify. Why? Because since
he at the time of the
So Teis was not the
just Yichud. I mean, one who is
Shayach Kolosi be Pasles,
even Shem Pasles,
Avishak.
So it was explained that Teis was Shittig is.
Where do we apply the law?
At the common law, why?
We say they bring Kashres.
Only
the common law, why? When it's Yitzhuagu, like Kore,
Roshe,
Yitzhuagu.
Except the
Talmelech Yidon. Of course, we say bring Kashres. But here there is no
Yitzhuagu.
Here is not Yitzhuagu. It's Choshosh of Mishake.
So
if he has
from this
a vested interest
to the Rambam,
in a certain Agode,
the Rambam,
so does Choshosh of Mishake make a lie.
But if the two Eidim, the two Dayonim, will waive their interest in the Lakshim, so Mele, they don't have any vested interest in the Cheshbon. So Mele, there is no Shoshan Mishake.
So the question is,
there is no Shoshan Mishake.
So what did they accomplish?
I mean, I mentioned when the Sugye,
if we say that the Lab of the Yavulim
of Chalgira Dibore, the Lab said that even Shoshan Mishake is not just Shoshan Mishake, is also Shoshan, but it's not the Lakshim. So at that time, I mentioned that the Shoshan So but it's then not it's like good, say, like Kohen,
no, I cannot marry.
What where we can apply the aloche of Trosim Sivikosh. So here, we don't apply the aloche. That stays in
the
Ramban gives a different
time.
And the Ramban says that Choshet, that Negeye is Ipsulagufim. But what kind of Ipsulaguf is that it's not Kohen, it's Baldok. So Mele, when do we apply the Aloch of Tchilosev Yisevet Mikashres? When is it possible? And the Sheva is the Posele. The same kind of story that Ivan mentions in Marcus.
So in Marcus,
the Kabbalim Tzachot men call the apostle only when he's an Eid, but the apostle Eid. So it's Mivatl, the Eid is the Hakot of the other Eid. But if someone, but Baldovo or Baldishte, he's not even, he doesn't even have a Shem Eid. So then the Aloch of Nimzat men call the apostle in the school of Tulo. Doesn't apply. The same, that's what the Ravid says, Marcus. So the same kind of swore in the Ramban says, when do we apply the aloha of Chlosim Sibir Kashmes, if he's an Asian, but the apostle right. But Baldovo,
there is no B.A.
Baldovo, so doesn't even have a Shemaid. It's a Pshuagu, but it doesn't even have a Shemaid.
That's why
the Mele, the aloha of Chlosim Sibir Kashmes doesn't apply. So anyway, we have a machlekes
thesis
in the Ramban as to whether Negeir is because of Choshev Mishakeh of Choshev Mishakeh, or Negeir becomes a Baldovo. So, now here Rabbeinu says that now this mitzvah, together with another Eid, they testify as to the Eidim produced by the
Tevelet,
that they are Gashmonim, so they certainly negate. Because then they testify as to that person.
But if, let's
say, the mitzvah, together with another person, testify. As to the Eidim produced by the Veya, then they are Avodim, Mishpachas Avodim. So Remeas and Rabbonim say they are still
negating,
because after all, they have vested interest in testifying the testimony that he does.
So it appears from the Lashon HaRambam,
because suppose he will not testify this, so then the Avodim say the Eidim produced by the Veya will be accepted. But so what will happen? So the Tevayah will collect $1,000 from him. Now that he testifies that the Eidim produced by the Tevayah are Mishpachas Avodim, so Mele, the testimony will not be accepted. So Mele, the Tevayah will not be able to collect $1,000 from him. So he still has, so he still has a vested interest. But why? After all, the subject matter of the testimony is not the aid.
But if he
is not the aid who testifies against the aid,
it's
the mishpacha. And so is against the mishpacha. So Mimele,
So
So he so says, Rav Zinner says, no, so in such so a case, he had more idea and agreed that he is postulated.
That in the Chaname, it's not
he's postulated.
Because according
I mean, the only possible talent, there was a and this Kashi, according to Tesis, of the that when Tesis says,
why Tesis says, because there was no Yisrael Yehud.
So Besni declared to him
that there is no Yisrael Yehud, because he's not an ordinary Yehud. She was not an ordinary, and we see that she is not an ordinary Pnuyeh. Because the Gemara says, Avishak Muteres Vishleim Vashukur Adiloyol.
But if she was an ordinary Pnuyeh, and there was Pnuyeh, from this law, she needs to appear, that Negeh is not in Pnuyeh, Psoor of Shoshel and Mishake, but in Psoor of Adol.
So in New York, she was an ordinary
Pnuyeh, like a Pnuyeh, like a Pnuyeh, and then we don't
give him a dispensation.
Right, this Pnuyeh, but in Lozo. That's why Tesis
so the Pasuk
says that it's not in Psoor Adiloyol. It is just Chshosh and Mishaker. Chshosh and Mishaker.
It's just Chshosh and Mishaker. Chshosh and Mishaker.
But in the name, according
to the there is no Yisrael Yehud.
Why was there Yisrael Yehud?
Because she had the Chalishim Pilegesh. Even though Chshosh and Mishaker.
So that is that still had a Chalishim Pilegesh. But Tesis will have to say that
so Rav Rabbi Boyo
Rei also the Meir will yes. Say that according to the Meir it's not Chosh and Mishake
one second, one second
some Baldovo
Omar Rav Shem Barabi Boyo Rei Kamogoshin Gersh
Baldovo so
Hakam Shibor
so it doesn't become a Baldovo
so from this Losh Nagmori it's
Mahara alright, that's the only possible tactic but Rav Dime says Kos Rav Dime Omar Rav Yechad
since when
Mach Leitul Shikite
Omar Rav Lega
Omar Rav Lega Omar Rav Lega Omar
Rav Lega Omar Rav
Now, the first Loshon in Rashi, which Rashi rejects, has the Gyor said that he's now in
text.
Gyor said, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi
Yehud, Rabbi
Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Yehud, the other so from the other she says is and then she takes it so she accepts so, but the Gir said in our text, so let's see the Rashi. How so he said, I have two who will confirm my claim that the Nitra owes me 1,000
dollars. Against such a person, you cannot be wrong.
He said at first, he made a declaration at first, that he has two kedesedim who will verify that. That the need for was $1,000. And so far he produced one kateh who alleged that the need for was him $1,000. But then the need for, together with another person, testified that the absurd. it's a very remarkable sheet. So the first Lashon, Rashi rejects it.
So that's the
character of the testimony. If the testimony is such character, that it's necessary for this mitzvah to testify what it has to be in order to protect this mitzvah. If you will not testify what it testifies, so it will be detrimental to the
people.
So since Rav Meir says so,
and he tirulates,
the Tevei alleged at first that he has two kidesaidim who will confirm, his claim
to give a
that the mitzvah owes him the Tevei $1,000. So he holds all the bars, so that means it's a must, it's imperative that in order that the Tevei should be able to collect the claim, so he must produce both kidesaidim, and both kidesaidim must testify what he said they will testify. What did he say at the beginning of the Torah? What did he say? So the Tevei said, I have two sets of eidim who will testify
from my
that the mitzvah owes me $1,000. So Rav Meir, so suppose he will not produce, both, he will not produce both kitesaidim. He will not produce both kitesaidim. Let's say he'll come to Besna and say, well, a second cut of
eidim.
They went overseas, they went to Besna, I can produce that. So Rav Meir holds. So, since he said at the beginning that he will verify for two sets of eidim, and then he's unable to produce the second cut of eidim, even though he produces one cut of eidim, who do testify that the mitzvah owes him $1,000, so the Tevei cannot collect. That's the aloch of Tzorch Levaya. So what's the aloch of Tzorch Levaya? In other words, that the Baldovo, so, it's very according to Rashi's. According to the first portion in Rashi, so it's very difficult to understand the whole concept of Tzorch Levaya. So in other words, so that's the halacha, that once a Baldi alleges that he has a certain bill,
and he mentions so the
if he doesn't,
so the question
if
is
he doesn't produce it,
but he certainly don't,
so then he loses.
So all the Nisikim say,
in other words, it's probably based upon the of
Yidras Baldim.
Now, so we say, So everybody knew, all the Chachomim knew that it wasn't true. So the Idoye of Issa Giyure wasn't true, because everybody, all the Chachomim, all the Rabbonim knew that it did not belong to Chachmor. So Issa Giyure, who was a Shrimpera, wanted to give it away to Chachmor. But he did not at that time belong to Rav Mor, and still it was effective. So the Rosh Hashanah in Kuvetz Basra there, that it's a special takonis Chachomim. Gabi Gea is special takonis Chachomim. That this is a key, but only Gabi Gea. But because Gabi Gea, there is no Alvohe.
That's why the
Torah is because Divreshim Maki is Shav Rabbanon. So the Chachomim were Misaki in the Kiyan, but not Gabi Gea, where there is a Kiyan, only by Shrim Maki, only by Shrim Maki. So it's a special Takone Gabi Shrim Maki. Gabi Shrim Maki. So the Shrim Maki, there is Aloch and Divreshim Maki, Chesur in Tam. So then, but that takone doesn't apply to Gea, but Shrim Raya Gea, so there is another key, there is a key in the Tisi. not only by Shrimra,
but according to the Rambam,
so just as there is by Shrimra, in the end of the Shrimra, which is effective, Gabi Bori, and so, which is effective by, I mean, which is effective by Shrimra, that is not Igea, which is effective by Shrimra, that is not Igea, but Gabi Gea, since he cannot be Mirish, not is a Giyure, so Mirish, this kinyan of Divrei Shrimra is not effective either, but the kinyan of it is effective, Gabi
Shrimra.
Mashrimke in Gabi Bori, not the Shrimra. So this can only be effective with Tiras Biro, with Tiras Nemones, not with Tiras Tiyah, not with Tiras Yisrael, with Tiras
Nemones.
That's the Shite of the Rosh. Then the Shite of most Rishim. That too, without Baldin Nizmonis, but even in the case where it cannot serve as a Biores, for example, in that case, where all the Rabbanon knew that Isaac Yure was lying when he said that the Trezer of Azusa belonged from before to Rav Mori. So even where it cannot serve as a Biores Nemones, it is still effective as a Kinyan, as a Schreibes, and as Mechile. And then there is a Shite, there is the Shite of a Rashbam in Basra according to Ule, and also the Shite of the Mirimakes, that he goes Baldin,
but it's still Rab.
All the time, but it's only effective because he's Chayves and because he's Chile, and not because the Monis and
Pio.
And not because the Monis and Pio. So, according to most Rishayim, so there are two halachas in Idras Baldin Kibayit Vale. First, as the Monis, as a Pio, and therefore it cannot be effective as the Monis, so it's effective because he's Chayves as a Kibayit, because he's Chayves and because he's Chile.
So, this
halacha of Tzorach Levach,
so this is how they explain
now. Since he said, I have two kiddushins who will verify my claim.
In other words,
and if he doesn't produce,
that even
he doesn't produce the second katedin, even though he produces one katedin.
For him, again,
so that one cat is a pure by itself,
insensitivity.
Even though he's unable to produce the other cat. But there is Idras Baldin. He himself said, I am going to verify to prove my claim to the testimony of two kids. And he didn't. So that means that there was a mechila. So
in this case, a kinyan.
So there was a mechila. Not that he intended it to be a mechila. Idras Baldin never intended it to be a mechila. He just said that the facts are so. So even though, even if Klaf Shvai is Galil, the facts are not so, as for example, in the case of Isaac Yure. So it's Klaf Shvai, it was Golo, the facts are not so, but it affects the kinyan. Yisrael is Mechile, so here too, since he said the facts are that there will be two Kiddushim who will verify my claim, and he didn't verify, he didn't want to do the second Katedin, so immediately it becomes Mechile. Anyway, so the first Loshen Rashi, according to Mandoma,
so the
so doesn't matter whether the two kiddushim will be kosher eidim or not kosher
eidim.
The first question Rashi will agree. Suppose he'll say, I have a claim of $1,000 against the
Mishnah,
and I'm going to prove it through the testimony of two Eidim who are not Tzulim, who are Ksherim. Then, according to Mandoma, it's all the Vare, if he produces, let's say, both Kiddushim, but one Kiddushim turns out to be
Kiddushim. What does it mean?
So then he will not be able to collect. Because he said not only that he'll produce two sets of people who will verify will testify that the Nitva owes him $1,000. He also said that both Kidesaidim will testify that the Nitva owes him $1,000 will be in this shape. So then he will not be able to collect. But in this case, he didn't say that both Kidesaidim will not be in the shape. He only said he'll produce two Kidesaidim who will testify to the effect that the Nitva owes him $1,000. So if he produces two Kidesaidim, both Kites of which so testify that the Nitva owes him $1,000, but one cat turns out to be
clean,
or avodim, whatever it is. Now, he didn't say that both Kites whom he will produce will be clean. He only said he'll produce two Kidesaidim, will testify. And he did produce two Kidesaidim, will testify. But one card turned out to be psulim. So he was mivare. As far as he is in doi is concerned, so he was mivare. And since the whole halacha of Tzorach Levaria is based upon the concept of Idoras Valdiki made in Dome, Biteras Kinyan, Biteras Yisrael, Biteras Mechile. So when can we say that there is Yisrael, Biteras Mechile, if he didn't keep his word? But if he said he'll produce two Kidesaidim, he didn't say two Kidesaidim, who actually two Kidesaidim, and both Kidesaidim did testify that the Nitva was $1,000. But one cat turned out to be craving. So there is no Idoras Valdi. There is no Idoras Valdi. So that's why. So Rashi says, machlin u shtei kiteidim, shoma valdim bifoneinu. יש לי שתי כיתאים בדוב הזה, היי בקת ראשי, ואומר עלי בבאחר, ואומר פסולי נהי, דאשת לאף כנגיע באיזו, שערי אומר מהו ושיש לי כאן חרץ, ואם ביקש לו למות, זו יפסית. So, you suppose he can produce? So then there is Idoras Valdin that I cannot recall. Because I said he himself made that the production, the testimony of Tuki the Sayyidin as a condition preceding to his right of recovery. So that's Idoras Valdin. So it's not on the basis of Birurim of Nemones, but it doesn't affect that he cannot produce the other two Eidim who went to Eilim Dines Hayam. So it doesn't show, in any way that his claim is false. But since there was Idoras Valdin that he will collect only if he'll produce two kids, and he can produce.
So the second,
because for whatever reason he can produce the second half. So remember, there is Idoras Valdin that he shouldn't recover.
The first marriage, or the first,
he shouldn't recover. So Mimele is not in the game. V'im bikesh v'li motzo yafs, because of a rabbi yatsor v'alti livoyen, ulam d'alemes, hold v'oshet in bez, v'anem yusil af leil ocheret, v'im bikesh v'motzo, kata cheres k'shev af al pesha shen anivso. So that's the big chidesh in the first portion of Rashi. You see, what does Rameya say? Rameya says he's not in the
game.
Well, in order to be in the game, so the testimony testimony is necessary for him to protect his rights. But whether what does he together with another Eid testify against the Eid produced by the Tveya? Against the first cut of Eid produced by the Tveya. Now the Tveya produced two cuts of Eid. But what does he testify together with another Eid against the first cut of Eid? That they absolute. So does it affect his interest? Does it affect the interest of the Nitva in any way? Because we monitor. If he will not be able to produce the situation, so the Tveya will not be able to collect. Even if they will not be declared by business possibly. Because Tzorach Levaria, and if he will produce, so he will be Mevaria, even if the first cut will be declared as Psulim, because it doesn't make any difference, he was Mevaria, he is. So Memele is not in the game.
The biggest one is the first cut of Psulim,
the first cut of Psulim, fully dog. The subject so really doesn't make now, as so far as the monetary interest of the new price is concerned, it doesn't make any difference where the best meat is Kabil, Gizagode, and therefore Passel, the first Katayidim, or will not be Mikabel. It all depends. Will he produce the other Aidim, the other cut or not? If he'll produce the other cut, so even though the first cut will be declared, especially on the basis of the Takode, so the Tabeel will still be able to collect on the basis of the Akode of the second cut, on the basis of the Akode of the second cut. And if he will not produce the other AD, so he will not be able to collect even if the first cut will not be declared as possible, because he's not if the other cut will testify, and the other cut will turn out to be Kshirim, so then it doesn't make any difference whether best will be Mikabel, the Eides of this Nitra together with another Eid. It doesn't make any difference. Because the Tabea will be able to collect on the basis of the Haggadah of the other cut. And he was Mivar everything, except that the first cut was Nifsel on the basis of the Haggadah of the Nitra plus someone else. But maybe the other cut will turn out to be Psulim.
When is it determined?
Maybe the other cut will turn out to be Psulim. So if the Haggadah of the Nitra is accepted by Beis, so the first cut is not accepted. Then if in addition the other cut will turn out to be Psulim, so then the Tabea will not be able to collect. But if Beis will not be recovered with the Haggadah of the Nitra plus another Eid, if the other cut will turn out to be Psulim, so the Tabea will still be able to collect on the basis of the Haggadah of the first cut. So he has a vested interest to testify one way rather than the other.
Whom do you mean?
So that's the other Kashi, that Rashi asks against the first Lashon. But what's the Shite of the first Lashon? So the Shite of the first Lashon is, we do not have to be Chishish, lest the other cut will turn out to be so. This cut, in respect to the first cut, so there is the Aredim, the Nitva plus someone else, testify that they are so. But as far as the other cut is concerned, no Eidim are produced to testify that the other cut absolutely. This is a remote possibility. So Mimele, we do not have to be Cheshish. Remeia holds that he is not an Eidim. That the Nitva together with someone else she cannot be mitzvah to passel the first cut. Why? Because the Nitva has a vested interest. Because he holds in Zohar. So Mimele, it's necessary. It is conducive to the interest of the Nitva to testify that the first cut of Zohar. Why? Because maybe he is unable to produce the second cut.
So because of
if the testimony of the first cut will be defeated, so Mimele and the Tabea will be unable to produce another cut, so the Tabea will be able to collect and score the testimony of the first cut, if Bezal will not be Mikabel the testimony of the Nitra and the other Eid. Aber das haben wir uns auch gemacht. Wie Jochel im Marillion. Wie nimmst du seine Gebe du, Seo? Wenn du nicht so verletzt.
Wenn Kehelle sagt, zum Witz an Imam, im Obers ist ein Isha, so ist es.
Now, the Gemara is now before we go to the second.
Imam im Obers.
So let's move on to the Gemara.
It is to be taken literally.
Omo lefono ravame viravaset posi Isha malakat ahasma.
Always in the sense.
Suppose there is only one cat. Ancient one cat achas. Where am I going to cat achas? So Rabbim says in so many words that then he certainly is not a monist if there is only if the Tibia produces only one cat. El nimtzos the abaye is nimtzos kachliyo kreivim mutzulim achut hazeh.
Now, how
do you want to say it's not Suleiman?
You shouldn't say it's not.
So the question is, if the second count,
because that
turns out ultimate,
such an expression sounds...
If that happened later, after the mitzvah in another way testified against the first count. The first count. So what does the mayor say? He's not an Egeir.
But not good, he shouldn't say.
He's not an Egeir. Because it doesn't make any difference.
Why?
Because it doesn't make any difference to him. Why doesn't it make any difference to him? Because the Tevea will only be able to collect if he'll produce the other Katu. And if he'll produce the other Katu, so then, if he'll produce the other cat, so then he'll be able to collect
therapy.
To collect on the basis of the other cat, even though the first cat will be declared as so, on the basis of the agode of the nit. So it doesn't make any difference.
So then,
but suppose
it has to be that
the nitvah together with someone else testified that the first cat absolutely. The first cat absolutely. So what is Rabbi saying? That he's not in the game. He's not in the game. So Mele business Mekabel the Eides of the Nivah and the other way to parcel the Agode of the first count. And then the Malveh, the Teveya produces the other count, but it turns out that the other count absolutely. So it seems, because, so that means as a result of
in the world,
as a result of the Hagodi, by the Mitzvah, so the Teveya is unable to collect.
He's going to die. So many people are so arrogant. And
because had the Mitzvah not testified that the first got obsolete,
people
so then, so then the Teveya would ultimately be entitled to collect on the basis of that of the first count.
In their lives.
So it might be a Negea. Oh, no, we say no.
People apparently
this is now we find it out. But at the time when the Nitva, together with someone else,
that only the
testified that the first count absolutely, so then it wasn't known. No one has no Hakedesh, so no one. So Besdin didn't know, and no one knew that the second cat would turn out to be Psoe. So maybe at that time they were not.
Who knows?
So the way it was figured out at that time,
so
they were not making. So even though later on it turned out that the second cat absolutely, so they cannot be considered as making. That's
not right. Uses a temper against the husband, so it's bitter, but it's not bad. Maybe because of the temper that she shows toward the husband, so she tempered the husband. So that's why this is what Rav Yehuda meant when he said,
in the text anymore.
He didn't mean to
for be
the gunner, on the contrary,
so
he meant to praise her. Otherwise, he
didn't reconcile with the other
Shvah.
Hashte war denn die Mädel, den hab ich gerade gesagt, sie ro. Und du mo mi ko am ju ka am auf dem Wagen in der Radie. Ka mo mi mit so laut ist so short und lieb. Ich bin da kat laach ka ka
weil ich sei hat ich schon
zwei Gassen mo.
Denn ich nicht mehr
rasche Position, weil ich mich to discuss the second portion and the other gears. But let's see, I mean, we are now on the ram, so weil. I mean, we are discussing the first portion. So let's see how Rashi explains. For Ido Rishen. Now the Rashi, after the two dots. For Ido Rishen. So, for Ido Rishen, him al Kat Rishenon. Kishenim tzuskat shni opsuro. פלון איסקבלו ביקשרס אידייסון שלאילו. המיידין על הפסול, ועדיין לא ינגיע בידוס, ומאחר שנסקבלו בהכשר, נמונים בפלס הרשי. So the first lashon Rashi is that the tiv miflaiteran, it turned out that the second kadar psulim, so it doesn't change. It doesn't change our judgment. I mean, how was it decided lechatchile before it turned out, before it became determined that the second kadar psulim? So the original judgment was. That exists according to Rameya, Isor, Levar, it doesn't make any difference whether the person will be Mikabel, the God of the Nitva, and the other one that is Mitzorah with him or not. So Mimele is not in Igeya, and it's Koshele, it is a Nitva. So Mimele, Bezdin puzzled the Edes of the first God. Of the first God. So he's not in the gear. So the judgment, the original judgment by Bezin was that he was not in the gear, the Nitva. So even though later it turned out that the second cut was obsolete, so the original judgment of Bezin remains. In other words, that the Nitva is not to be considered as in the gear. So merely his Edes is accepted. So merely the first kata absolute, and then later on it turns out the second kata also possible. So the Tevea cannot collect. That's the first kata. Lishnachine. Veyidu eidim orishenim kat rishenu. Sheyidu beintuson shal balidini. Umehemne. Techim dishnio psulo. Sule mifsle kamoe. Dehavle negea beidus.
What does it mean?
And Rashi says Roshin Rishin. But the second Roshin Rashi is just the reverse. That where it turns out later that the second cut of so retroactively it is determined that at the time that the Nitva testified together with someone else that the first cut of Sulim they were nagging. So mainly it's Igoi Milsalma Freya that they are God there, he was doing boy. There Agode was null and void. So Mimele, the Agode of the first card is a good Agode. So Mimele, the Tevea can collect. According to the first Moshe Rashi,
how do we know?
So Tevea cannot collect.
He's not allowed to cut his hair, period.
And according to the second Moshe, he can collect. Because according to the second Moshe, it turns out retroactively that the Nitva was in the Geya. So the Agode, whereby they passed the first card, is null and void. So mainly the Agode of the first cut that the Tevea produced is valid. True, it turned out at the end that the Agode of the second cut is null and void, the absolute. But the Agode of the first cut is valid. So mainly the Tevea can collect according to the Moshe Rashi. So the Tevea can collect on the basis of the Agode of the first cut. True, they were nifsel by the Nitva, but that Agode by the Nitva and the other one that was mitzvah with him is retroactively null. Now, we have to understand.
But this is also
how should we say which one is more mistaken?
So the price of
it seems to me that is told in the
Machlokes
between Tosfos and Rambam. From the point of view of Choshen and Bishaki,
how do you know?
So we have to consider everything from the point of view
till the 30th
at the time,
maybe
when no one had an idea, when no one could anticipate that the second cut would turn out to be played. This is something very, very remote. So from the point of view of Choshen and Bishaki, so we have to accept the first Pshat Rashi.
Every 2 days, every 3 days.
So we have to accept the first Pshat Rashi. And I mean, I said, now, we ask the Kashi according to Teisves, so Rameya Shite, So Rameya Shite is difficult. I mean, so that Kashi is a strong Kashi. In other words, so we have to say, what is the first Lashon
Rashi?
That where it turns out at the end, that the second cut, the second cut absolute. So then we say no. The original judgment remains.
Not let it
what was the original judgment?
So on the 30th day they must
that he's not the negev.
Okay.
That he's not the negev. Why? From the point of view of Shoshet the Mishake
here.
So the original judgment has to remain. The original judgment has to remain.
So we shouldn't be allowed to let him.
Now, we as the Kashe against Rav Dimeh, that Kashe was according to Rav Elazar. So we said that according to Rav Elazar, Ali B'teis V'shite, that the reason is why Negeya is possible is because of Shoshet Mishakeh. So Ali B'Rav Meir will have to hold that Negeya is not because of Shoshet Mishakeh. That's according to Rav Elazar. But here we're discussing Rav Dimeh. So according to Rav Dimeh, everybody holds that the reason why is possibly because of Shoshet Mishakeh. So we have to say that the reason is. Because of Shoshet Mishakeh, so at the very outset, before it became known that the second Kaddish obsolete, so no one could possibly anticipate that the second Kaddish would turn out to be obsolete. So Mimele, so everybody assumed and had to assume, every reasonable person had to assume that the second Kaddish would not turn out to be obsolete. So Mimele, even the Nitva had to assume that the second cat would not turn out to be Psulim. So Mimele, there was no Shoshet Mishakeh, there was no motive of falsifying the facts, because it couldn't occur to his imagination, at the very outset, that the second cat produced by the Teveya would turn out ultimately to be Psulim. So that's the first lotion. However, the second lotion, which explains it in the reverse, so it's very reasonable according to Rambam, that Negeya is not a psul. But Negeya is a psul. Negeya is a psul.
And every mishmer.
Negeya is a psul.
So having a certain Negeya
is a psul. Is a psul of.
But
of Baldovo, so it's not that we are chesed. The negeya, maybe he'll be chesed of testifying. So it's not chesed. It's bol kayeid. A Jew is becheskes kashus. So according to Rambam, we're not chesed. Maybe he'll testify. He'll be made for chesed because in order to protect his vested interest. So, but since testifying one way rather than the other is indispensable for his interest, for his vested interest, so Mimele, he becomes a Baldova. So it has to be considered not from the point of view of what everybody thought at the outset, but from the point of view of the objective facts, the way they turn out to be later on.
So the question
that the second card produced by the Teveya are obsolete.
So they are allowed.
So that means, retroactively, it determines that the Haggadah.